You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, highlighting music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but do possess a community college education and a crippling enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents could refer to themselves in the first person. Now sit back and enjoy a little Freddie Mitchell, and we'll begin the show shortly. It's the ninth letter of the alphabet, a vowel, and the symbol for iodine, or isoleucine, for you biochemists. It's the mark for electric current, luminous intensity, and the imaginary unit. It's the band of frequencies from 8 gigahertz to 10 gigahertz, a Mayan deity, and Apple has utilized it to preface nearly all of their products. But more conventionally, it's a first-person singular pronoun, and in rock and rhythm, artists could hardly title a song without beginning with that simplest of letters. The eyes have it on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we go eye to eye with Ray Charles, J.B. Lenore, Dusty Payne, Moon Mullican, Ruth Brown, Muddy Waters, The Robins, Roselle Gale, and Chuck Berry. J.B. Lenore was highly revered by his Chicago blues peers, a bluesman's bluesman, so to speak, but that didn't sell records. It's possible that Lenore's feminine register vocals and politically charged material were a contributing factor. In 1965, under the guidance of friend Willie Dixon, J.B., his literal forename, resurrected a song he cut for the USA label 2 years prior and proved that his guitar and Fred Bellows' drums are all you need to rock. I feel so good.
Well, I feel so good, I don't know what to do. Well, I feel so good, I don't know what to do. Well, I feel so good, babe, I feel like I wanna play with you. Glad,
Discovered by Johnny Otis in 1949, the vocal group The Robins notched some hits with Otis before acrimoniously parting in 1950. The Robins drifted from label to label and even briefly disbanded before reforming and crossing paths with songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Signed to the songwriters' Spark label, 1954's I Must Be Dreamin' would quickly prove apropos, as the Robins would soon after splinter as two members wisely took flight with Lieber and Stoller over to Atlantic and became the Coasters.
Well, I met her in a dance hall.
Come on, let's go.
In Tennessee.
Come on, let's go.
I smiled at her.
Come on, let's go.
She smiled at me.
Come on,
I said,
go.
Baby, it would move me.
Come on, let's go.
I could dance with you, she said. Anything that moves you, daddy's gonna move me too.
I said, I must be dreaming. I said, I must be dreaming. I said, I must be dreaming.
I've never been this good to me.
Oh, 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 oh.
Other than the fact he hung around Bakersfield, California, where a trove of artists like Buck Owens created the Bakersfield sound, and the fact he cut but two 1956 singles, I've got nothing on Dusty Payne and his Rhythm Rockers. I Want You.
I'll rock away from here. You don't know what you do to me. One more step in out. You shake me, you rattle me. I want to put my hat and shout. I want you, I need you. I gotta pat you through, baby. When we're out alone and I want a pet, I put my arms around you. You say, give me a cigarette. I want you, I need you, I gotta have you, baby. Baby, when we're out alone
give me a cigarette. I want you, I need you, I gotta have you, baby.
According to author Ronald Richards, in 1954, he and Ray Charles were driving through Indiana, on to Tennessee, when they heard the gospel song It Must Be Jesus by the Southern Tones. They began to riff on the melody and within weeks would record their creation at an Atlanta radio station. The song's title often contains the contraction I've, but Charles and Richards didn't write the song that way, nor does Ray ever use it. I guess chalk it up to an overzealous grammar snob at Atlantic Records. I got a woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman that's good to me. Oh yeah, she says a loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says a loving early in the morning just for me. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Teenager Ruth Weston left home and married a musician, becoming Ruth Brown in the process. Signed to Atlantic in 1949, she quickly established herself as the R&B chanteuse of the 50s. At Atlantic, the seemingly omnipresent Lieber and Stoller offered up their first tune for Ruth, and in 1955, none of the aforementioned could fail. I Want to Do More.
I want to do more and more for my baby. I want to do more to make to know that you're my lover man. We used to go together like a hand in a glove, live on a shoestring, a whole lot of love. My clothes were ragged and my shoes were thin, but my baby stuck with me until the end. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh yeah, I gotta do more to make you understand. I wanna do more, 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 more. hug and squeeze and hold me tight. Give me your love with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. You used to take a little nip and have a ball. Gonna do more and more for my baby. I wanna do more to make you understand. I gotta do more and more for my baby. I want you to know that you my love. Your love with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. We used to take a little nip and have a ball. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh well, I gotta do more to make you understand. Oh, I gotta do more, 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 more for my baby. Oh, I want you to know that you my lover man. Yes, you are. You're my loving daddy. Oh, yes, you are. You're my loving man.
Mention the name Moon Mullican and you typically get blank stares, but 88 Ace Aubrey Moon Mullican, Moon was short for Moonshine, should be mentioned in the same breath as Hank Williams in regard to the impact he had on rock and roll. Strange in that he was likely the first country artist to mix black and white musical elements into what would become rock and roll, and case in point, 1953's I Done It. Problem was, Moon's timing was off. By the time it was right, he was in his 40s, and teenagers had Elvis.
Well, my mama used to tell me when I was just a kid, be careful about the girl, son, and never blow your lid. But I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it over again. Well, my baby went and left me for another man. I told her when she left me I wouldn't take her back again. But I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it all over again. I'd never let gambling bring me misery. I said that horses and women would never get the best of me. But they've done it, they've done it, they've done it. Yes, they've done it, they've done it, they've done it. And if I had my way about it, they'd do it all over again. This story has no moral, this story has no end. Once you taste the fruit of joy, you've got to do it again. And I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. Yes, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And if I had my way about it, I'd do it all over again.
Can you imagine sitting in a Chicago studio in 1956 listening to Muddy Waters record a new Willie Dixon tune with Dixon on bass, Francis Clay on drums, Pat Hare and Hubert Sumlin on guitar, and Little Walter on harp? Yeah, and it happened. I live the life I love. I love the life I live.
life I love, and I love the life I live. Some can see me and think I'm wrong. Don't worry about me, just let me alone. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. Tomorrow night we may belong to you. These girls move me at their will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live. One minute late, I can't cover your dime. Tomorrow night I could be over the hill. I just want you to know, baby, the way I feel. Oh, I'm rocking when you pass me by. Don't talk about me because I could be high. Please forgive me if you will. I live the life I love, and I love the life I live.
Pianist Rozelle Gale was known more for his raunchy comedy albums and sitcom cameos in the late 70s and early 80s than for his musical output of the 40s and 50s. Of course, it didn't help that Rozelle didn't have any singles released under his own name. A brief stop at Jake Porter's combo label in 1955 yielded a few gems, but they ended up in the vault until nearly 30 years later. I love that kind of carrying on.
Hey, listen here, boy. I'm telling you the fact. I just got the news, my baby's coming back. I love that kind of carrying on. I love that kind of carrying on. I ain't had no loving since my baby's been gone. Went to the station to meet her at the train. When I get her home, it'll be the same old thing. I love that kind of carrying on. I love that kind of carrying on. I ain't had no loving since my baby's been gone. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. I love it. Oh, carry on for me this morning. Oh, you hear? Blow now, blow now. Friends. If my baby gets back, it'd be the jive again. I love that kind of carrying on. I love that kind of carrying on. I ain't had no loving since my baby's been gone. Tell all the girls, stop coming around. I just got the news, my baby's back in town. I love that kind of carrying on. I love it! I love that kind of carrying on. I ain't had no loving since my baby's been gone.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Max DeGainsford. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. One of the great Chuck Berry non-hits was recorded at the very end of 1964, which closed the door on a decade of studio-derived hits for Berry. But his output that year served to confirm for innumerable British invasion bands that they had been worshipping the real deal. I Want to Be Your Driver.
You want?